Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Generative AI Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for IT Managers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore two primary types of generative AI models, Generative Adversarial Networks, GANs, and Variational Autoencoders, VAEs. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and differentiate between these models and understand their applications in the finance sector. Main content overview of GANs, Generative Adversarial Networks. Generative Adversarial Networks, GANs, are a class of machine learning frameworks that consist of two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator. The generator creates synthetic data that resembles real data, while the discriminator evaluates authenticity, distinguishing between real and generated data. This adversarial process continues until the generator produces high-quality outputs that the discriminator cannot easily identify as fake. GANs are particularly powerful in generating images, videos, and even text. For instance, in the finance sector, GANs can be used to simulate realistic synthetic data for training predictive models while preserving privacy, useful when dealing with sensitive customer information. By generating diverse financial scenarios, businesses can enhance their risk assessment and decision-making processes. An example of GANs in action within finance is their use in generating synthetic transaction data. Such data can help train fraud detection models without exposing real customer data, thereby ensuring compliance with privacy regulations while still improving model accuracy. Overview of VAEs, Variational Autoencoders. Variational Autoencoders, VAEs, are another significant type of generative model. Unlike GANs, VAEs work by encoding input data into a compressed representation, known as the latent space, and then decoding it back to reconstruct the original data. This process involves a probabilistic approach, allowing for the generation of new data points that are similar to the training data. VAEs are commonly used for tasks such as image generation, anomaly detection, and data imputation. In finance, VAEs can help in creating realistic synthetic datasets for customer behavior analysis or predicting market trends. By leveraging these models, financial institutions can develop better customer insights and enhance personalized services. For example, VAEs can be employed to analyze historical customer transaction data, uncovering hidden patterns that can lead to better targeted marketing strategies or improved product recommendations based on predicted customer behavior. Comparison of different models. When comparing GANs and VAEs, several key differences emerge. GANs are known for generating highly realistic outputs, making them suitable for applications requiring high fidelity, such as image generation. However, training GANs can be tricky, as they require balancing the performance of both the generator and discriminator. On the other hand, VAEs offer a more stable training process and are easier to implement, but they may produce outputs that are less realistic compared to GANs. Another aspect to consider is the application context. GANs excel in scenarios where the quality of generated data is paramount, such as creating synthetic financial records for fraud detection. VAEs, with their robust encoding capabilities, are favorable for applications like market trend predictions, where understanding underlying data distributions is crucial. In summary, both models have unique advantages and are suited for different tasks in finance. Understanding these differences helps IT managers make informed decisions on which generative model to implement based on their specific needs. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the two primary types of generative AI models, Generative Adversarial Networks, GANs, and Variational Autoencoders, VAEs. We discussed how GANs, with their adversarial training approach, excel in generating realistic data, while VAEs offer a probabilistic framework for data encoding and generation. By understanding these models and their applications in finance, you can leverage generative AI to improve decision-making and enhance customer experiences. As you progress in this course, you'll gain further insights into how these models can be effectively applied in various contexts within the finance industry. Reflection questions: how can GANs be utilized to enhance risk assessment in financial institutions? In what scenarios would you prefer using VAEs over GANs for data generation in finance? Reflect on your understanding of the differences between GANs and VAEs. How does this knowledge influence your approach to utilizing generative AI in your work?